Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
What is your biggest concern with the government's response to this crisis?
Our biggest concern is the overstep of their authorities, the cookie-cutter approach they're taking to shutting down New York State. I mean, we live out here in the Amish, and we don't have a lot of, you know, like New York City does. And our biggest complaint with the governor is that the fact that he shut everything down and killing our small businesses, and we're trying to get them reopened up again.
Yeah. And, you know, you talk to a lot of people in upstate, and that is kind of their concern, is that, as you mentioned, lumping all of New York State together when all of this is basically, well, not all of it, but most of it, 98% of the cases downstate.
Well, especially in our area, we've traditionally been, you know, we're a lower income area, and our businesses have all, they've all been struggling for years. And, I mean, we've had restaurants closing consistently and all the time here in this area. And after shutting them down, I'm not sure they're going to survive this next, this next month. I mean, it was 2 weeks to begin with. Then we extended another 2 weeks. Now we're extended another month, and the whole time this trajectory in our area has been going down. And as you see recently, in just in the last couple of days, you know, a lot of the country is talking about opening up. And here we are, we're under an extension for a month, and he's just now mandated the use of masks, which when this all started, we were told not to wear a mask because it doesn't do any good for your average person. So, I mean, if this was a month ago, I would have understood the mask mandate. It would have made a little more sense.
What do you do for a living, Thomas? Can I ask?
I drive truck. I work in a warehouse. I work on trucks for a living. I am considered essential, unfortunately.
Okay,
right
good
now,
for you. Yeah, well, hopefully it stays that way.
I don't know. I'm actually losing money by working.
Oh, you know? No. I'm sorry to
hear
that.
With this federal unemployment and everything going on, you know.
So, Thomas, I know that a lot of critics will say that the reason cases are starting to go down, the curve is starting to flatten, is because of the social distancing guidelines and these mitigation efforts that are in place. What do you say to those critics who say, if we stop now, it's just going to spike again?
I don't believe it for a second. I believe this is a real virus. I believe that. And all the data supports that. But none of the reporting has been accurate. You know, the CDC guidelines from the beginning have been, even if you die of a heart attack and you have a COVID-19 symptom, the COVID-19 box gets checked. That's not accurate. So I don't think we're ever going to know, you know, the actual death toll from this. Without testing, they're just assumed, okay, they had one extra symptom that was also COVID-19 they added on. And okay, that's COVID-19. No, that's not how it works. We've never told the well people to stay inside. We've always sheltered the sick people, and that's the way it should be. We've never quarantined people that were well. This is a total, we've flipped everything up on its head. And the same thing with the wearing of masks. You know, if you were sick, okay, wear a mask. I get it. To put everybody, it makes no sense to me. This is why we why we formed this group, why we are doing what we're doing. This is a shot across the bow. We're letting the governor know, hey, come May 15th, it's time to start business again. You know, enough's enough. We're capitalists. You got to have capital. This is going to be a huge train wreck if we don't start something moving.
And the name of that group you're talking about, Restore Constitutional Freedom to New York, they've got a Facebook page up, and folks can, if you're on Facebook, check them out. But what's going to happen May 1st, Thomas?
May 1st, we're going to go. We're going to go to each one of our venues that we selected, and hopefully we're going to keep growing. We've got, I think, 5 or 6 places picked right now, and we've got it lined up, and we're adding every day. And we're going to go, and we're going to maintain our social distancing, so we can't, we don't want to shake too many feathers when we're out there.
Sure.
And we're going to do respectful protesting. Just let the governor know, hey, this is the end. You know, that you need to get what you need done, and if that means leaving New York City quarantined and then opening up the rest of the state, then that's what we do.